Tribe Rivers rematch here tonight. Number one rated Springville trying to take another step to a possible three-peat. They get ready to take on Bellevue Marquette here tonight. As we mentioned, a rematch of a game played earlier on this year up in Northeast Iowa. Good evening, everyone. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Steve Dozer here at Springville. And packed house, Steve, as per usual here, getting ready to take this one in. And what should be a very interesting game tonight between two teams that know each other pretty well.
Yeah, they've already played before, and that was a Bellevue loss by four, 38-34. And just walking in here, too, just talking to some of the fans, and they said, boy, this is going to be a good game. Boy, this is going to be a good game. So Springville fans very cognizant of what Bellevue brings to the table, and there's a lot of nervous Springville fans because they know this will be a good game.
Well, the other thing to think about in the long and storied run here over the last 3 years for this class of Springville seniors, this is going to be the final game they will play here at Makovic Gymnasium at Springville. And sometimes emotions get in the way a little bit. I'm sure that's not lost to the fact of the girls and Coach Saruba and her staff trying to kind of minimize that before the game, making sure they were staying in the locker room, not coming out here, not looking around kind of one final time, if you will.
Yeah, routine's a big thing, and I'm sure Coach had routine, you know, a routine set up for this game as well. And yeah, the hard part is when you've won so much is this motivation that this is our last time. So let's take it up a notch and hopefully get back to the state tournament. And looking at the tournament run right now, this is the game for Springville. That's going to be a big challenge.
Winner will move on to the regional final that will take place next Monday night. And Springville got here with a win in the quarterfinals over Midland after receiving a bye in the first round, 52-17. Marquette beat Cal Wheatland 62-31, doubled them up on the road in their quarterfinal game after also receiving a bye through the first round of the tournament. We mentioned these two teams played earlier this year, 37-33 in a low-scoring game. And not only because it's a tournament, Steve, and it's a big game, usually that means lower scoring, but these two teams, they don't score a ton. They're both very, very good defensively, giving up 33 and 37 points respectively. I got a feeling we're going to see a lower scoring game tonight.
Well, yeah, just average alone. I mean, Springville's around 58 points and Bellevue's 51. And yeah, I think you are going to see a lower score game. But the thing, too, that both these teams bring, Scott, is a lot of seniors. And you don't really see that as much anymore. But, boy, you got two teams dominated with some seniors and some juniors sprinkled in. So both teams with a lot of experience.
For Springville, of course, the nucleus, Michaela Nahazel in the middle and Riley Menster on the outside along with Maddie Wagaman and Alyssa Yeager. Been through so many big games, so many big moments over the years, and they're going to try to put it together one more time for a three-peat. Easier said than done, but this Springville team, they've had a tough schedule to get ready. They've lost twice to North Lynn, played one of the top teams in the state of Wisconsin, and fell in that game. They think the schedule has got them ready, and of course, Menster and Nahazel leading the way, both in double figures, 17.6, 16.6 points per ball game. And it's interesting. You take a look at this matchup. Both of these teams really, really concentrate on the defensive side of the ball. Springville with 15 steals a game. Marquette with 13 steals a ball game. And also, you take a look at Marquette rebounding. They are a terrific rebounding team, especially in the offensive end. They pulled out 15 offensive rebounds a game. That's something Springville is going to have to take care of.
Well, yeah, they're averaging 35.8 for Bellevue. You don't see that. You see high 20s. Maybe you might touch 30, but you never really see many teams at 30 or above. And same with Springville. I mean, Springville's at 32.8. So, yeah, it's been tough. And Springville's done a nice job of getting their schedule a little bit better and playing some different teams. And you know, one of the scores you look at, too, you mentioned North Lynn, they lost to, but then you look at a Mack Valley team, they beat 58-40. So I think it's when you repeat, you've had two good years in a row, the nucleus is back, you got to find different ways to motivate your kids to do different things because you've had that nucleus. And having a new coach this year, you know, probably helped or made a little helped and hurt different areas and just new experience for these girls.
This is a very, very balanced Marquette team as well. Only one player double figures, Tiona Richmond at 10.6, but then you've got McKenna Mickles, Annika Frank, Tori Mickle, Miranda Peters, Kramer, all within 5 points of one another, about 4 points to 8 points per game. And so it's a team that you really can't concentrate on that one person because there are several that can't put it up.
Yeah, in the years we went to state, I mean, Amanda Brodzik, 13 points. Morgan Funky, 10. Jessica Statler, 9. Same type of thing. You get the kids that understand team game and move the ball around and distribute the ball and play team-oriented. I like teams that have that when you got teams that you don't have to rely on that person. Because if that person's hurt, person's sick, has an off game, then the other team, then your teammates sometimes don't know what to do. But I love it when they spread the ball, and that's what you'll see in this Bellevue Marquette team.
Big crowd still filing into the McAvick Gym. Our high school basketball throughout the tournaments as well being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you, Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Stop by one of their three locations on First Avenue in downtown Cedar Rapids, also the Westdale Mall office or the office in Hiawatha. As we come your way in the Wendy's pregame show, the winner of this one will get the winner of the other side of this particular Class 1A regional, and that will be Janesville hosting Iowa Valley tonight. Janesville, of course, the volleyball champions, 20-2. So there's a this is going to be a tough game for Springville, and if they get by, they got another tough one coming up at a neutral site Monday night, possibly against more than likely Janesville, and a very athletic team. But you got to win this one first before you even think about that one.
Yeah, and talking to Springville, they know this is the game. You're talking to Joe Martin. Yeah, he said this is big, and they know it's big, and they played him well last time. So I think that helps Springville because you can't just rely on thinking, oh, we've got an easy run in. We've won it twice, and they're very well aware this is going to be a tough one.
Always good when you come to Springville. It's always going to be a packed house here, and no exception tonight, as there's not a whole lot of seats left to be had here.
No, we were here. I was here at 6:15, and it was already three-fourths or almost full on the Springville side, and then just a wave of Bellevue Marquette fans. It filled up this side. So, yeah, we're going to have a packed house for sure tonight.
High school tournament basketball, 1A regional semifinal coming your way here at KGYM. As we get ready for this one, let's set our starting lineups, and they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance here tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Mohawks of Bellevue Marquette, 17-7 on the year, out of the Tri-Rivers Conference. They will go with this lineup. It'll be a three-guard unit. Ashley Coos will be at one guard, number 35, 5'6", and a senior, and averages about 2.5 points per ball game. McKenna Mickles will be also at a guard, number 45, 5'8", and a senior, averaging 8.5 points per ball game, and tied for the team lead with three-pointers with 24 on the year. Annika Frank will be the other guard, 5'7", and a senior, number 23, averaging 8.3 points per game, also with 24 made threes on the year. Up front at a forward, Tiana Richmond, 5'8", and a junior. And Richmond averaging 10.6 points, 9.2 rebounds, including 4.5 offensive rebounds a game. She is a force. And Tori Mickle at center, 6 feet even, and a sophomore, 7 points on the year and pulling down about 6.5 rebounds per game. The head coach for Bellevue Marquette is Jim Kettman. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Springville Orioles. Number 1 in 1A, two-time defending 1A champions. They come in at 19-3. For Springville, they will go with their usual starting five. At a forward, it'll be number 23, Maddie Wagaman, the 5'10 senior. And Wagaman on the year, averaging 5.6 points per ball game, pulls down 4 rebounds per contest. Also to four, number 31, Alyssa Yeager, 5'11 and a senior. Yeager at 6.1 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. The center, Michaela Nahazel, 5'11 and a senior, 16.6 points and a team high 6.5 rebounds per game. The guards at the point, Riley Menster, another All-Stater, 5'6 senior, 17.6 points per ball game. 4.5 steals and 4 assists a game. And the other guard will be number 12, Nicole Kane, at 5'6 and a junior at 5.8 points per game. Head coach for the Springville Orioles in her first year is Christina Ruba. And our officials led by Dan Deerland here tonight. Marquette in their traveling red uniforms, black numbers, trim in white, with Marquette across the front in white trimmed in black and the white striping down the side. Springville in their home whites with the orange numbers, orange letters, Orioles trimmed in black and the orange and black stripes. Real quick before the anthem, keys to this game, Steve.
Well, I think it's, you know, both teams are nervous. Scott, you can see it right now. This is a big game, so I think whoever gets off to a good start is going to take control of this game right away. So, it takes that first body, that first shot, and see how they handle it. But this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a fun one.
Big crowd, full house, ready to go here tonight at Springville as we honor America here with the playing of our national anthem.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the honor of our flag and of our country, would you please rise, remove your caps for the playing of the national anthem.
Here listening to high school girls tournament basketball on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids, as we're set to go here. Can Springville keep Marquette off the boards? I think that's going to be one thing to look at in this game too.
Yeah, it is. It's because they're big and they got some depth. So and the thing too, again, it's just they got seniors. I mean, they got experience. Both teams got experience. So you like to see that. You can't say, well, for a young team, they might be back. Both teams may not be in that position anytime soon. So it's good to see experienced and senior-loaded teams.
Springville coming out with Wagaman, Yeager, Nahazel, Menster, and Kane. And we are set to go. Coming out, Coos, Richmond, Nickel, Nichols, and Frank for Marquette. Winner moves on to the regional final coming up Monday night. Standing room only crowd here. They're standing over in the doorway now.
Yeah, they got a little crowd formed over there. That's good.
Riley Menster to tip it up for Springville. Tori Mickle to tip it up for Bellevue Marquette. Crowd settling in here tonight. Set to go with this 1A regional semi, and we're underway. Nahazel quick
nice.
Pass underneath the cane. Layup good. And it's 2-0.
Yeah, Springville got away with the travel there, but it was a great play right off the bat from Springville.
Customary Springville, full court pressure, pass inside, tip, comes down to Frank, turnaround shot on the way, left it short, no good, chases down her own rebound though. He caught on the baseline, gets it over, left side, up and good on the jumper by Tiona Richmond, the junior, and we're tied at 2. And three-quarter court pressure put on by Marquette now.
There's that offensive rebounding you talked about, Scott, early, and they capitalized on that already.
Menster holds it out front, bounce to the corner against the zone. Here's Nahazel with a jumper and hits it from the left free throw line for Michaela Nahazel.
Yeah, and that's a great spot for Michaela, too.
2-2-1, full court pressure, 4-2. Both teams have hit their first shots. Here's Frank on the dribble drive, takes it right free throw line. She'll circle it back out. Against the Springville 2-3 zone. Pass inside, tip, stolen away. Lead pass to Nicole Kane, 2-on-2. Kane will stop, pop, can't get it from about 10. Rebound back tap, loose. Bodies hit the deck, Springville gets it. Kane over to Nahazel, three-pointer short from the left corner. Rebound underneath, though. Here's Menster up, fouled underneath. And she'll go to the free throw line. And the foul is going to go against Richmond. That'll be her first, team's first.
We're in the Bellevue crowd, Scott.
Free throw up and good by Riley Menster. 66%. And she's the one that makes this team go. 5-2, make it 6-2 as Menster got them both.
Her and Nazo both are going to St. Mary's in Winona.
Is it Minnesota State?
Or Minnesota State, yep, Minnesota State.
Three-quarter court pressure, throw over the top, and tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Wagaman. And Marquette will try it again from right in front of the Springville bench. They'll throw it in the backcourt to Ashley Coots. Springville will drop back into that 2-3 zone. 6-2 lead. High pass out front to Nichols. Over on the baseline, driving in. Shot partially blocked by Nahazel. Put back by Noga. That was also blocked as Nichols had the shot put back at her. And here comes Springville up ahead to Nicole Kane. Back to Wagaman as they work the triangle left against the Bellevue Marquette zone. Bounce up top, now to Menster, drops it inside, pass back to the free throw line, tip stolen away. Kind of had a shot there, surprised she didn't take it.
Yeah, she should have taken it, but Springville did a nice job.
Back to the right wing, three-pointer on the way, and that one off the front iron, no good. Menster high to get the rebound, off the Nichols miss. Menster one on two, all the way through traffic, can't get the layup to go, but Springville the rebound. Back to Wagaman. Her jumper from 10 won't go left of the lane. And the rebound out of there to Marquette. As McKenna Nichols gets it. Goose. Stutter dribble. Works it over in the corner now. And having it swatted away in the near corner was Mickle. Wagaman with the steal. Up to Nicole Kane. Turnover number two on Marquette. Jaeger works it over in the corner to Wagaman. Pull it past cross court. Kane leaves it for Nahazel. And she'll whip the pass inside to Wagman. Turn around, hook, block. Back it comes to Kane. Her left-handed shot, no good. Springville a little cold, but they're getting the offensive boards here, Steve.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. They've gotten five already.
Nahazel all the way in. Bank shot, no good. Tipped, and Springville gets another crack at it. Menster through traffic, all the way underneath. Back out top, ball fake to Nahazel. And Springville will set it back up. 6-2 lead. On the bounce, inside Wagaman, turn around, blocked as Mickle got the block down low.
Well, you can't let Springville have five or six opportunities each time down the floor, and the Bellevue's going to do a better job rebounding.
Coos, cross-court pass to Frank, holds it right free throw line. Against the 2-3 zone, 4:20 to play, Frank for three, missed everything, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Oriole basketball. As Sammy Johnson will come in. Springville play usually seven. Sammy Johnson, 5'11 senior, coming off the bench.
Little 2-on-2 pressure from Bellevue Marquette.
What do coaches always say? Press the team that likes the press.
Yeah, absolutely. Attack those that attack you.
Menster for three, rattles in and out. Nahazel with the putback try, no. And the rebound pulled out by Richmond and threw it away. Tried the outlet pass and couldn't get it to Coos.
Yeah, and right now, Scott, that just Bellevue Marquette just looks a little bit nervous. They're giving up too many rebounds right now, and really the shooting hasn't been anywhere close right now.
And it's a good rebounding team, too.
Very good rebounding team.
For Marquette. Jaeger to Sammy Johnson. Holds it left of the circle. High post now. Nahazel directing traffic. Gets it over to Menster. Riley circles right with a dribble. Now to corner to Jaeger. Back out top, pass deflected. Nahazel will pick it back up. Angles right with it, bounce to the corner, down to Menster. Cross court they go. Baseline, Wagaman can't get the shot to go. Tipped out of bounds, going to be Marquette ball. And now coming in, Melissa Newley for Springville. 5'5 junior. And Jaeger will get a breather. Full court pressure, pass tip stolen away. Menster comes up with another steal. Fourth turnover for Marquette. Nahazel, no look, bounce inside, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Springville.
Well, for as many opportunities as Springville's had, they've had seven offensive rebounds and haven't been able to score off that yet. So that's been an advantage for Marquette.
Miranda Peters comes in, sophomore, 5'10", off the Mohawk bench. Newley works it to Menster. Sammy Johnson, pass inside. Nice catch by Newland. She lays it in.
Shortest girl on the floor.
Posting up.
Posting up.
Ball tipped out of bounds. Good overplay by Newley again. And Marquette will put it in, down 8-2.
Now you're seeing a little 2-2-1 here by Springville full court.
Looking, and they get it in. Nichols in the backcourt, gets it ahead to the center line. Long lob pass over to Richmond. Nice bounce down low, layup, rimming no good as Newley commits the foul to stop the easy two on Torrey Mickle.
Well, the way you beat a press guy, you can't be on the back of your heels. And Marquette's done a good job. Yeah, they may have a turnover, but they're pushing an attack in that zone or zone press, which you need to do.
Mickle to the line for two. First one on the way, up and good. 44%, so not a great free throw shooter. Neither team shoots real well from the free throw line as Yeager will come in for Nahazel. Marquette shoots 52% as a team. Springville shoots 59%. Free throw, one out of two, and the rebound out of there to Sammy Johnson. Springville up 8-3. Under three to play, first quarter. Yeager against the zone. 2-3. They get it inside to Wagman. Turn around. High Archer won't go, and the rebound out of there to Mickles. Outlet pass. Here comes Peters at the center line. Ball handling. Long bounce pass ahead. Now they get to Frank. Whip pass inside Peters. Pull up jumper. No. Rebound back to that. Picked up by Wagaman. 8-3 Orioles with the basketball. Out front to Yeager. She'll bounce over on the left side to Wagaman as they play catch beyond the arc. Menster drops into high post. Johnson. High low pass as they work the triangle right. Back it comes to Wagaman, and she was blocked but fouled on the turnaround. And we'll see who the foul is going to go against. It's going to be Torrey Mickle picking up the foul. That'll be her first and the second on Marquette. And Maddie Wagaman to the stripe for Springville gets the first one.
Well, right now, Scott, both teams are in 50% range for free throw, so you wonder... All these are going to be big.
Kane for Newley, who gave Springville some good minutes.
Very good minutes. She did the things you want, just did all the little things.
Free throw one, good. Free throw two, in and out. We've got the ball going out of bounds. It'll be Marquette ball. Macy Kramer will come in. 5'6 junior. Nahazel back in for Springville. 2-2-1 pressure. Orioles will try to trap on each pass. Peters bringing it up. Trapped along the center line. Bounces it out of there. They get it into the front court. Kramer over to the baseline. Nice bounce pass down low on the right block. Leaner up, no good, but Nahazel commits the foul on Mickle. First on Michaela, team foul number two on Springville. Came down on her a little bit.
Yeah, and right now, Bellevue Marquette, they need to score here and get their confidence going. It's 93, and you just want to get some score on the board and get going here.
Free throw rattles good for Mickle. And makes it a 9-4 game. One more on the line. Right-hander puts it up and short. Bounces off the backboard. Offensive rebound. Put-back try no good for point-blank range. And now it's tied up underneath. And the arrow will keep it with Marquette. 9-4, minute 48 to play here in the opening quarter. And the Mohawks the inbound. We'll have it in front court right of the glass. Looking, and the pass, inbound pass stolen away by Nahazel.
You got Nahazel on the ball there, and you got a 6-foot body, and that makes it tough to get the ball in.
And he double Nahazel up top, goes cross over in the dribble, on the drive all the way in, and gets the left-hand layup to go.
Yeah, she does so many things well from 15 feet on end.
They got her in the perimeter a little bit more this year,
too. They got her facing the basket.
Pass inside, tipped out of bounds, and they're going to keep it with Marquette. As Maddie Wagaman back in for Springville. And Ashley Coos comes back in for Marquette. 11-4 of the minute 27 to play here in the opening quarter. This 1A girls regional semifinal. Mickles looking to get it in. Finally bounces it in to Mickle. Cross-court pass. Coop over in the corner now to Peters. Trying to look inside. Still looking. They'll have to bounce it up top to Coos.
Springfield does a good job in that 2-3 zone. Everybody knows their what their priorities are.
Peters, hook pass inside. Richmond, and they're going to get a three-second violation. Got caught in the lane, nowhere to go.
Yeah, you could see that coming. It was just a slow-moving offensive series for Marquette right there, and she got caught in the lane.
Annika Frank back into the lineup for Bellevue Marquette. As they'll put on some pressure. Throw over the top to Wagaman. Diagonal pass up to the front court. Game. Threads the needle over to Nahazel. She puts up the jumper, no good. Tap on the weak side and picked back up by Kane. Got it over to Wagaman. Jaeger cross court pass in the corner. Menster got double teamed. Wagaman nice. Back outside. Jaeger for three, missed it. And the rebound to Riley Menster.
Tell you what, they've done a really good job offensively, just attacking, getting the ball back.
Haven't been able to capitalize.
No, they have not yet, not one.
Mickles will bring it up with a power dribble with the right hand. 26 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 11-4 Springville. They go back door inside, and a foul going to be called on the drive as Coos hit the deck. Third foul on Springville.
Well, you know, right now I have Springville with 9 offensive rebounds, and, you know, people say, oh, over the back. Well, I always tell people it's not over the back if you're not boxing out, and I don't care if they grab every ball from you. If you're not boxing out defensively, it's never going to be over the back.
Foul on Jaeger, her first. 18 seconds to play. Marquette probably going to go for the final shot here at the quarter. Stutter dribble coming right. Whip pass inside, stolen away. Nahazel with an easy steal, but then Springville gets it right back. 6 seconds to play. Frank from half court lets it fly, no good, and Jaeger will corral it, and that will do it for the opening quarter of play. After one, Springville 11, Bellevue Marquette 4. We'll come back with second quarter action right after this. You're listening to girls regional semifinal basketball from KGYN.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail, and you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you from Makovec Gymnasium here in Springville, 11-4 after the first quarter. Few nerves, I think, out there, Steve.
Yeah, both teams just can't get in an offensive flow right now. Both teams doing a good job moving the ball around. They're just not able to capitalize.
7 points, Springville lead, and Marquette comes up with a steal. High dribble. They got a 3-on-1. Running layup, rimming, and good for Richmond. And it's 11-6. Marquette back within 5. Menster in the front court. Nahazel in there. Wagaman, Jaeger, and Sammy Johnson. And the travel going to be called on Springville. Back-to-back Oriole turnover. Mickle with Frank. Also into the ball game, Coos. Mickles. And that is Richmond in there. So starting fives both back in.
They get it over the lane here.
And a timeout going to be called by Marquette to save the possession. They're going to get a 30-second break. We'll take it as well. 7:25 to play here in the opening half. Springville 11, Bellevue Marquette 6. We'll be back after this 30-second break here on KGYN. We'll keep it here then, 11-6. as we get ready to put it back into play. Needed to get that timeout because they were going to get a 10-second call.
Well, yeah, they you could sense it was coming. And the minute they reversed the ball for the about third time, you could tell it you know, coach did a nice job. And that's what your timeout support is, kind of save a turnover. You said it's going to be low scoring, Scott. Right now, where this may prove to be.
Beating the pressure. Coos, bounce pass over on the right side. Nichols puts it on the floor. Nice spin move. Got cut off by the double team. Bounce inside. Turn around off the glass. Won't go. Nahazo with the board. Here comes Jaeger into the front court. Orioles by five. 2-3 zone. And Marquette extending it a little bit here.
Yeah, Marquette's really extended their zone. They'll come out on the perimeters.
Nahazo to the corner. Sammy Johnson for three. And she connects. That's how you beat a zone. 3 for 13 coming in, but she got that one, and it's 14-6.
And a senior, too, which is good.
Orioles by 8. Up ahead to Frank. She'll try the 3. Too strong. Weak side rebound out of there, though, to Marquette. Turnaround off the glass won't go. Third effort, and before the shot, a tie ball. And I think it's going to stay with Marquette. As coming in now for Springville, Nicole Kane replacing Alyssa Jaeger.
We're surrounded by a lot of officials.
Marquette to put it in play. Nichols inbound, left of the glass. 14-6, 6:33 to play. Bounce inside to Richmond. Goes up with a shot. Rimming no good. Offensive board to Marquette. Back up blocked. They're going to get a foul on Wagaman, fouling Richmond. And Wagaman will pick up the foul, her first, fourth team foul, and that'll send Fiona Richmond to the line.
Well, both teams right now, Scott, both teams, Marquette and Springville, have more offensive rebounds than they do defensive rebounds. And out of all of those, one has conversed into a two-point play.
First free throw, no good. Second one, also no good. The deep kicker comes out to Riley Menster. They've got numbers, 3-on-2. Give and go right back to Menster. Nice catch inside. Doubled, though. Kane gets it back to Nahazel. Over on the right baseline. Open jumper right through for Wagaman from 10. Springville extending it to a 16-6, 10-point lead. Coos trapped by the center line. Dribbles out of it. Takes it up the left-hand boards. Now trapped by Menster to the corner. Richmond jumper. Good for 2. Had a foot on the line from 19. She's got 6. And we got a foul. It's going to be called on Marquette. Second on Richmond, only the third on Bellevue Marquette. Newley and Jaeger come into the Oriole lineup.
Well, Newley's a little spark plug, too, which is nice. She makes a lot of little things happen that you want to see.
You got to have those players,
you
too.
You do, absolutely. I lived on them.
16-8. Wagman holds it outside the arc left wing. Diagonal pass to the corner. Menster for 3. That's too strong. Newley the rebound. There she is. Nahazel up top. She'll stop. Pop for 3. Back iron no. And the rebound out of there to Nickel. Up ahead. Nichols. No relation. One plural. One singular. Nice spin move in the lane. Turn around 5-footer though short by Nickel. And the rebound to Springville. Good spin move, just couldn't finish.
A couple times she had that good spin move, just couldn't get it to go.
16-8, bullet pass inside. We're going to get a push right away on Nickel. That is going to be her second. And Mark, oh, check that. Sammy Johnson will come in for Jaeger. 16-8, 5:09 to play first half. Springville, the inbound. They'll throw it in up top to Johnson. Here's Newley up top. Over now to Menster, left of the circle. Zone, kind of a flat 1-2-2.
They are. Springville's trying to get a little short corner going.
Nahazel, turnaround won't go. Mickle the rebound. High lobbing out, let pass. Here comes Nichols bringing it up. Nichols on the drive, kicks it over to Frank. He'll circle it back out front. Drops it in the lane to Coos. Tried to go weak side. Stolen away by Nahazel. Lead pass to Menster. Nice crossover dribble. Drive in. Shot good. It'll count the foul.
Boy, that started with Nahazel, too. Got a nice steal and got it right up the floor to Mensah right away. And that's just, you can tell they've been playing together for a long time.
Now Hazel will check out. Mickle will come out. And Mensah to the line for the three-point opportunity.
Get her out of there.
18-8, 4:21 to play, and free throw good. 19-8, Springville lead by 11. Fumbling it in the backcourt, Nichols, long, diagonal pass ahead to Frank. Gets it into the front court. Waits for Kuz, pass to the corner, slapped away out of bounds by Yeager, and they're going to say it was off the hands of Hinchin that came in for Marquette.
Well, and Marquette, you know, Scott, they just have been, haven't really gotten into an offensive flow. It's one or two passes. They haven't really swung the ball much or reversed it, so they're forcing a lot of things. And once you get a one-pass look, a lot of times that's just hard to get an offensive flow.
Springville with the ball in front court. Into the lane, Nahazel, nice pass to Newley, high off the glass for two.
Well, how about that? Nahazel, Mensah, just a great job of giving unselfishness.
21-8, now we're going to have a foul on the pressure. They're going to get Newley on a hold.
Yeah, they got fouls to give. I mean, that's the nice thing about having a little depth with Springville.
Second on Newley, she'll check out, and Nicole Kane back in. 3:52 over the halfway mark here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass, tipped, and Marquette will try it again. Good overplay there by Riley Mensah. She's so quick to the ball.
She, you know, it looks like she's not engaged. She'll be standing up, and next thing you know, boom, she's right there. So she knows what she's doing, just a smart, heady player. She reads the passes very well.
Frank's pass up court, tipped, and Sammy Johnson comes away with a steal. Turnover number
Mensah.
10.
Yeah, Mensah did a nice job there getting a hand on it.
Yeager bounces to the corner. Kane holds it high overhead. Now to Nahazel, just above the free throw line as he overloads the near side. Johnson drops
nice.
It inside. Nahazel for the layup.
Great give and go from Johnson to Nahazel. Wow.
Big run by Springville. 7, making a 9-2 run right now by the Orioles. They lead 23-8. Goose, lob pass up ahead. Nichols goes down low, and the shot off the glass won't go by Richmond, but a foul call. Good diagonal pass on that back cut.
They just got to start capitalizing.
First on Sammy Johnson, team foul number 6. And Marquette will be shooting free throws from here on in. As a free throw switched through for Richmond.
Well, in Springville, you know, Sammy Johnson and Newley, I mean, they've done little things right off the bench. It's really helped their team.
Wagaman back in. Sammy Johnson comes out. One more free throw, and Richmond splashes it through. High school basketball being presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. 23-10, 3:05 to play here in the first half. We'll take a look at scores that we can round up for you coming up at halftime. Yeager against the zone. Front court, far corner, trying to get the pass inside. Now Nahazel has it. One-hand turnaround good from the heart of the lane.
Boy, how about that for touch, and how about that for teammates, too? Nahaz is just moving. I love her movement away from the ball.
25-10. Nickel on the drive all the way in. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound back tap Yeager, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Marquette ball as Nahazel couldn't collect it.
Good stretch here for Springville right now.
With the 25-10 lead. Nichols to get it in. Bounce up top to Richmond. And Marquette will get into it. Frank on the drive all the way in. Off balance shot no good. Got her own rebound though and kept it alive out to Richmond. 25-10. Bullet pass inside and a travel going to be called on Nichols. 11th turnover for Marquette.
And a lot of that's been on the front court too. You just as a coach, you don't want to see turnovers come on the front court if you're going to have any at all.
Especially against a pressing team.
Absolutely.
Mensah drives, kicks it back to Wagaman. They play catch with it. Mensah gets loose on the baseline. Spinning. Now they reverse it over the left baseline. Yeager on the drive. Back to Nahazel. Open 17-footer. Won't go. Nice offensive board by Yeager. Back over to Kane. Her left-handed shot won't go. And Richmond the board. Tapped away, picked back up. Mensah shot up, rimming no. And the rebound going to be called, or rebound taken away by Marquette. Peters In the front court, slapped away, came back up with it though. Nichols trapped, and now we've got a hold. I think they're going to be calling on Springville. They're going to get it on Menster. That's the 1-1 now, team foul number 7. And it will be the 1-1 with a minute 36 to play here in the first half. So they'll get everything taken care of here. Can let you know, Regina leading West Branch at halftime, 33-19.
That's the game Coach Wallace was a little nervous about.
1-1, Nichols, free throw, up, back iron, dances off, no good. And the rebound plucked out of there by Nicole Kane. 25-10, Springville by 15 here in the first half. Still a minute 23 to play. Jaeger out front, the left point. Plays catch now with Maddie Wagaman. Jaeger drives left free throw line, left wide open. Jumper no short, chased down and loose. Kicked around and Jaeger gets it off the tip. Nahazel in the high post. Out front. Tries to go back door, pass stolen away by Nichols. Turnover number 5, 3-on-2 break. Through traffic, Richmond all the way down and got fouled going up. And we'll see what that foul will be on for the Orioles. Going to go against Wagaman. That'll be her second. 56.5 to play first half, and it's a 25-10 Oriole lead. Fiona Richmond, 2 out of 4 tonight for the free throw line. Puts it up, no good on the line drive attempt. Marquette has not helped themselves out for an upset by missing free throws.
Missing free throws, some unforced turnovers, and they haven't really hit the open shot. And their defensive rebounding, for as good a rebounding team, they've struggled.
Second free throw, no good. Rattles out. Rebound, Jaeger. A little bit too much time to go for one, I think.
Yep. From Springville, you just keep it going.
Yep, Menster inside, and they're going to get a foul before the walk. And foul against Marquette, and they go against Frank.
I think
it'll be her second.
Crowd wanted to travel before that. The Bellevue Marquette crowd, I should say.
Inbound to Jaeger. 43 seconds to play. So we'll see if the strategy changes here. Dump pass inside.
Good
nice
hands.
Catch by Jaeger. Can't get it to go. Rebound Nahazel short. And a rebound out of there to Marquette. And a foul called on Springville on a reach. And it's going to be the second on Jaeger. So 1-1 the other way for Tori Mickle. She's 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Springville with 3 players with 2 fouls, Wagaman, Jaeger, and Newler. 1-1, free throw, good. Nickel will earn the bonus. Kramer comes back into the Mohawk lineup for the final half minute of the first half. Second free throw on the way. Won't go. Offensive rebound, though. Marquette blocked by Jaeger on the Peters hook attempt. Jaeger did a nice job of staying down. Now the Orioles will go for the last shot.
Yep, for sure.
15 seconds. Jaeger far corner. Cross-court pass now left of the circle. Kane left wide open. She'll put up the 3. Off the back iron, no. And the rebound to Marquette. 6 seconds to play. Long up-court pass. Frank beat everybody back. Layup, no good. And that will do it for the first half. Halftime here at the Makovic Gym. It is Springville 25, Bellevue Marquette 11. We'll be back to talk halftime with you right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bubbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bubbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bubbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
A pair of Class 5A regional semifinal tournament games come your way this Saturday night on KGYM. 6:45 will be the pregame time. 1600 AM and 107.5 will have the third meeting of the year between Kennedy and Washington. Meanwhile, the South Gym 106.3 will have number one City High hosting Burlington. The winners move to the regional finals next Tuesday. That's 5A Girls Regional Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy and Washington on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM and Burlington at City High on 106.3 FM. Saturday night starting at 6:45 on KGYM.
Back with you here in Springville as we're at halftime, 25-11 in favor of the Orioles as they look to advance to the regional final coming up on Monday night. And Springville toward the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second quarter. And they went 11-2, and that's been the difference so far.
That has been the difference right now because really no team really broke away. They both, getting offensive rebounds on it, but no one's really capitalizing. So it was just kind of Springville just with a little lead, but then they broke away in that, on that 11-2 run. And it started with Nahasel and Mentzer, too, to make that happen, which is no surprise at all.
Yeah, and really you take a look at things and the zones have kind of slowed this game down for both teams to a crawl at times, but Springville also at times has been able to get the transition game going.
Well, and Springville really does a nice job moving Nahasel around 15 foot. She's cutting. And also the thing about Nahasel, too, she's a tremendous passer. And Springville's done a really good job moving. I don't know if you call it surprises, but Melissa Nulli, and you also had, Sammy Johnson do some nice things in there. So that bodes well for Springville, too, to have that depth and to have that depth that comes in and makes things happen.
Take a look at the scoring here in the first half for Springville. Being led by Michaela Nahasel at halftime with 8. 4 field goals, 5 for Riley Menster here at halftime on a field goal and 3 free throws. Melissa Newley off the bench with 2 field goals and 4. Maddie Wagaman with 3. Sammy Johnson with a 3-pointer for 3. And Nicole Kane with a field goal for 2. For Marquette, only 2 players have scored so far. Tiona Richmond with 8 and Tori Mickle with 3 in the first half for Bellevue Marquette. Bench scoring right now is 7-0 in favor of Springville. Orioles have turned it over 5 times to 11 for Bellevue Marquette. And right now, from the free throw line, Marquette not helping out their cause. They were 5 of 13 from the free throw line in the first half of play, while Springville, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. 1 3-pointer for Springville, none for Marquette here in the ball game. And how about your rebounding stats in half one?
Well, I tell you what, it's a half of offensive rebounding. Right now Springville is leading. They have a total of 23 rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, and 13 offensive rebounds. And for Bellevue Marquette, they have a total of 19. They have 11 defensive rebounds and 8 offensive. So, 22 offensive rebounds between both teams right now. The thing is, they just haven't been able to capitalize off that. But the run from Springville has been coming off some unforced or turnovers from Bellevue Marquette, and they've been able to capitalize. So You know, that's been the difference right now. It's been Mentzer and Nahazel and the bench play by Springville.
Yeah, and it's Marquette's got some pretty decent looks at times. Have not been able to put it down. And I think Springville also, the fact that they've been there, they've been through this before, that's got to help.
Yeah, and you can tell they play together. I mean, boy, Nahazel gets the rebound, just chucks it right up the floor. She knows Mentzer or one of her teammates is going to be there. You know, and Tori Mickle for Marquette, Bellevue Marquette's had some really nice post moves and just wasn't able to get the ball to fall. So you'd like to think those are not going to, those will fall second half. So, you know, if you're Springville right now, you keep doing what you're doing, keep pushing the ball and keep taking it at them. If you're Marquette right now, boy, you just got to protect the turnovers. You got to do a better job not giving Springville second and third chance opportunities because, you know, people don't realize, too, for Mentzer's size, she can jump out of the gym, and right now she's probably got 7-8 rebounds already just off her ability. Heck, she was the jump ball person. You know, she jumped ball at the beginning of the game to start the game. So, you know, if you're Marquette and your coach, you just got to say, we got to start playing our game. We've had a great year. This is why we've had a great year. And let's do the things we know we can do and get that first half over with. And you're right, they got to knock down some free throws, too. And they're not a great shooting free throw team at 52%. So right now they're even below that. So they got to get that changed because that does make a difference from 25-11 to maybe 25-16, and that has a different tone to it.
Some of the other games going on. We mentioned Regina ahead at halftime in a two-way game. Also, a two-way game. Here's a dandy. Pella Christian and Pekin tied at 14 at halftime. Both teams made the extra point.
Wow.
Montezuma leading Holy Trinity 39-21. Linville Sully leading number 13 Colonesco 31-17 at halftime right now. So some very interesting
scores. And Linville Sully's no stranger to the state tournament through the years.
Applington Parkersburg leading Grundy Center number 8 in the state in 2A 18-17. That is at halftime. More often than not, you see low-scoring games when you start to get down deeper and deeper into the tournaments.
You do. Just nerves and different things. And you're seeing two teams that play zone, and a lot of times you can get stagnant. And both teams were stagnant, too. So that's just something they have to do a better job. And, you know, here's a little Stanwood fact to you. The assistant coach for Linville Sully for the last 20 years has been Jeff Corbett, Stanwood native. So we're not just in Eastern Iowa.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Everyone
Unfortunately, they're everywhere.
Halftime score, Springville 25, Bellevue Marquette 11 in this 1A regional semifinal here tonight. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back, have the second half for you right here after this. You're listening to High School Girls Regional Semifinal Basketball on KGYM Sports.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with you here at the McEvick Gymnasium. As we're ready to start the second half, Springfield coming out with their same starting five. Wagaman, Menster, Kane, Nahazel, and Wagaman. And, or Jaeger, I should say. And for Bellevue Marquette, coming out with Nichols, Mickle, Richmond, Poos, and Frank. Underway, second half, Springfield basketball. So they'll go to the bucket to our right in front of their bench here at McEvick Gym. Cross-court pass, Kane left of the circle for three, left it short, and a rebound out of there to Mickle. Outlet pass, Nichols dribbling through the double team. See which coaches elect to do here in the first half, and a good pass down low, but not ready for it was Mickle.
Yeah, and that's where Bellevue Marquette needs to cash on those, because they did a nice job getting the rebound, getting it up the floor, and found the exact look they wanted, just wasn't able to put it in.
Well, we'll see what adjustments are made here at halftime. Looked like the first one was Marquette's going to have somebody setting screens,
well,
bringing the ball up.
And if I'm Bellevue Marquette, I have somebody right in front of Nahazel full time.
Nahazel has it. Now to Kane, over to Jaeger. Starts to drive left free throw line. High lob pass to the corner. Menster on the fake. Good pass inside, but tipped away and stolen. Coming over to help out and tipping it was Richmond. Turnover number six. Driving a kick outside. Right wing three, a high archer. In and out, no good. Rebound, center snap, right back to Marquette. Driving a kick to the corner to Richmond. Skip pass, cross court. Deep three on the way by Frank. Going to be short. Another offensive rebound. And we got a jump after looked like Mickle just lost her footing.
Yeah, she lost her footing, but boy, that crowd got silent right there. You didn't know what happened, and she went down pretty gingerly.
Okay, though. She gets back up. That's good to see.
That's great to see.
Frank inbound. Back to Mickles for three, and she connects left of the circle.
Well, that's
not
what
a big three-point shooting.
No, and that's what you do on an out-of-bounds play. They're gonna pack the zone, pack it in the lane. They're able to get an easy look.
25-14. Closest Marquette has been in a while. Jaeger at the left point. Takes the left free throw line extended. Nahazel give and go right back to Jaeger down the lane. Layup good. Nice little give and go.
Nice job from Jaeger using her body.
27-14. Trap in the far corner. Cross-court pass. Tip. Nahazel couldn't corral it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Marquette ball. Mickles to put it in play in front of the Marquette bench. And it's it in to Coos. 2-3 zone for Springfield. Both teams have been zoned the whole way here tonight. Bullet pass inside against a double team. Spinning. Mickle trying to free herself, took an extra step and traveled with it. Just nowhere to go down there.
No, and Springfield did a good job, too. They got it in. They kind of just collapsed on her, and she couldn't find any of her teammates and ended up traveling.
A little half-court pressure.
A little half-court. I like it.
Up the left-hand boards. Nahazel brings it back out front on the bounce to Kane at the center circle. Now Marquette drops back into the 2-3. Both crowds into it here. Back outside. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound one-handed by Nicole Kane and took it away. And a bounce up top to Wagaman. They'll get another crack at it. High lob pass. Nahazel. Fall away from 17 won't go. Rebounded by Richmond. Long up-court pass thrown out of bounds as Coos tried to get it underneath to Frank.
Well, and those are three turnovers they were able to get already this quarter, and they weren't able to finish on all three of those. And there's potentially 6 points they've given up.
Sammy Johnson comes in as Nicole Kane will come out. 27-14, third quarter, 5:14 to play. Orioles will bring it up long. Up court diagonal pass to Sammy Johnson. They break the pressure. Jaeger, trap, gets it back into the corner now to Wagaman. Bullet pass, cross court, Johnson. 17-footer right through, left free throw line.
Well, and Springfield does a nice job throwing that ball across the lane. You don't typically see teams that do a good job at that. Springfield's done a tremendous job skip passing that ball over the zone.
29-14, pass tipped out front by Johnson and stolen away. Turnover number 15. Menster, good pass inside down low. Nahazel had it blocked, though, out of bounds. Good block there by Nichols. And Peters, Miranda Peters coming in for the first time in the second half, 5'10 sophomore. It'll be Wagaman to inbound, left of the glass looking in. Throws it out top to Johnson, and the Orioles will get into it. Down to Wagaman on the baseline. Follow away. Jeffers switched through from 10. Concentrating a lot on, as you should, Nahazel and Menster. Here's Peters on the drive all the way in. Had a block from behind. Loose on the weak side. Picked up by Marquette, though. Cross-court pass. Peters holds it outside the arc. Back out front to Nichols. Against the 2-3. Bounce inside. Nahazel was right there waiting for it. 3-on-2 break. She'll stop. Pop from 10. Left it short. Wow. Counter on rebound. Touch pass underneath. Layup good by Wagaman.
Boy, no one boxed her out. Not even close. Nahazel got her ball back and then found her teammate. So very unselfish play.
Full timeout. 4:11 to play here in the third quarter. Springville with their biggest lead of the night. 33-14. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball from KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Springville, 19-point lead, their biggest of the night. They'll put the pressure on. We mentioned all the things that Michaela Nahazel does, Steve, and three assists a game, too.
Yeah, Jace is just such a tremendous passer, unselfish, and moves well. One of the better posts we've seen this year, for sure.
Won't go, tipped around and picked up by Wagaman. Late pass to Newley, who checked in. She'll back it out, and now Springville will set it up. Under four to play, third quarter. Menster, pass inside, Wagaman. They play catch with it. Right back it goes underneath the Wagaman. Had it blocked, though. Got it back. Bounces it out. Now Nahazel down the lane. She'll stop. Puts up the leaner and got it.
What can't she do?
10 for Michaela Nahazel. And it's 35-14. The lead grows to 21. Trap right at the center line. Step through. Nichols, pass deflected, right back to her. Runner no good with the right hand. Got it back, up good, it'll count the foul. Chance it's a three-point play. And the foul will go against Maddie Wagaman.
Well, you know the difference, too. You watch Bellevue Marquette throw the ball around the perimeter, and you watch Springville throw the ball around the perimeter. And, boy, just the confidence in Springville knowing where their teammates are and to make the cross-court pass with confidence.
Free throw, good, as Nichols puts the capper on the three-point play. That's her first points of the night. And coming in, Lizzie Parker, a 5'4 junior, into the game for the first time for Marquette. Where's number 33? 35-17. 3:10 to play. Give and go. Menster through traffic, running layup, no good. Got her own rebound and got fouled going up.
Well, how high did she jump
she
to get that
up.
Ball? Wow.
And Mickle will pick up her third foul, first of the half against Marquette. As Menster's free throw good. 66% for the senior All-Stater. Terrific track athlete as well. Second one up, good. Got them both. 7 for Menster. Lead at 20, 37-17. Full court pressure.
Yeah, and I like what Springville's doing right now. You got you're making a run and might as well keep going right at them.
Nichols, long wing pass up to Parker. Tries to bounce it inside, stolen away by Nahazel.
Yeah, another front court turnover.
That is now 17 turnovers on Marquette. Jaeger, wing bounce pass to Menster. Bounce, they try to go back door, pass deflected right back, but Jaeger picks it back up. To Nahaz, a little turnaround. Good. Just inside the left free throw line for 14.
Boy, they just don't get rattled. They just do not get rattled.
39-17. Parker trying to split defenders and a reach foul called on Springville. Newley will get the foul. Her third, and she'll check out. She's in there for hustle. She can get three or four fouls, get some points, doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, and defensively she does a nice job.
39-17, 2:22 to play third quarter. Parker outside the arc. She'll put it up way short, tipped around. Still loose, chases on, and Mickles gets it for Bellevue Marquette. Bounce to the corner. Richmond for three. It's going to be short. We got a foul on Yeager.
Wow.
On a push on the weak side.
Wow.
That was the third on Yeager.
Yeah, that's score-wise, they can afford that right now, but good box out by Marquette.
Yeager with three, Wagaman with three, and Newley with three. Parker driving, takes it inside, lost it, and they're going to get a traveling call. Was trying to force it in there, nowhere to go. As Springville will bring Riley Chapman in for the first time, 5'7" junior.
And if you're Bellevue Marquette right now, Scott, you got to think of, you know, do we stay in this 2-3 zone? Do we need to extend it, the zone? Do we play some man? I'm not sure if they play much man, but they're going to have to change it up defensively here.
Nahazel, Chapman, Kane, Menster, and Sammy Johnson in there with under two to play third quarter. And they're going to spread the court.
Absolutely. Spread it out.
Maybe make him come out of that zone. Down by 22. Lob pass over to Kane. High archer from the baseline. No good short. And Kane going for the rebound. Tied it up.
Oh, good job by Kane to tie up that ball.
Save the possession. Going to stay with Springville. Macy Kramer comes in. And Peters will check out for Marquette. 39-17, minute 42 to play third quarter in this 1A girls regional semifinal. Inbounds pass stolen away by Mickles. And then Mickle had her pocket picked, loose at the center line, and Springville comes away with it. Here's Nahazel, pull up, she had it blocked, and Marquette comes away with the basketball. That was a flurry there. Up ahead. Bounce, baseline, Richmond on the drive all the way in and got pushed and fouled before the shot by Michaela Nahazel. Before the shot.
Yep.
Into the third quarter, Regina leading West Branch 45-34. So West Branch hanging in there. 39-17, inbounds pass. Tipped out of bounds by Riley Menster.
Got up in the air and about tipped it to her partner.
39-17. Minute 18 to play in the third.
It just Mensa's instincts got up there on the top of the perimeter in the zone.
Yeah, some of the best instincts, basketball IQ you've ever seen. Yeah, here's a shot up, rim and good. It'll count the foul. And I think they're going to get Nahazel with their third. Team's sixth, the only one for Marquette.
Yeah, you know, if I'm coach, I get her out right now. It's a minute 12 left. Get her out, give her some rest, and you go into the fourth quarter with two fouls to give.
Still 39-19. Nickel in the line, caps off the three-point play. So Springville backing their way into some foul trouble here.
If I'm Bellevue Marquette, I go right at her before the quarter.
39-20. 1 minute to play here in the third. Kane, bounce far hash mark to Venster. Lob back in the corner to Kane. Cross-court pass, tip, stolen away.
Got it in the corner.
Nickel comes away with it. 45 seconds to play. Nichols gets it over to Frank now. High lob pass, free throw line. They try to go back door, tipped by Chapman, stolen away.
You know, Springville's played that 2-3 forever, Scott, and their instincts are so good. They're not giving them any easy looks.
39-20. Nahazel. Bullet pass down low to Kane for the layup.
Wow.
41-20. And now Marquette probably going for the last shot of the quarter. 14 seconds to play. Annika Frank at the far hash mark. Circles left, takes the top of the key. High lob pass, now in the baseline. Richmond drives in, blocked from behind by Nahazel. 4 seconds, she can beat the clock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, layup, oh. In and out, no good at the horn. Through three, it is Springfield 41, Bellevue Marquette 20. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. After this 1 minute break, you're listening to girls tournament basketball from KGYN.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with you here from Makovic Gymnasium. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you. 41-20. Springville on top as we head to the fourth quarter. And Orioles 8 minutes away from advancing to their fourth straight regional final.
Well, every time Marquette has a chance to get a little closer game, and Springville goes on a little run.
Start the fourth quarter. Marquette ball off the corner break, and a turnover on the hand back as Nickel was out of bounds.
Too many turnovers.
21. Springville forces, well, they come up with 15.4 steals per game. Springville turns it over a few times too, but they cause more turnovers than they get. Johnson inside posting up. Nice turnaround shot from the heart of the lane. That's impressive.
That is impressive. Sammy's had a nice ball game.
7 points off the bench. Newley with 4 points off the bench. 43-20 Springville. Lopez inside, broken up by Johnson. Loose, going to have a jump. And it should be Springville ball. There's another turnover.
Well, if I'm Springville right now, I walk that ball up. No need to hurry into their offense. Yep, she's walking it up.
And if you're Marquette, you got to get out of the zone sometime.
You have to.
7:08 to play here in the ball game. We'll have the True North postgame show coming up. Yep, you're right. First time tonight. Johnson works it over to Menster. Menster behind the screen, turns, fires the three, and connects left of the circle.
Yeah, and if you're playing man-to-man, you cannot give her 5 feet either, and she's going to make you pay just right there.
46-20, Springville with their biggest lead of the night. Cross-court pass to Frank, puts it on the floor, goes crossover. Long hook pass, they go inside, tipped out of bounds again, Sammy Johnson.
They're very active.
And Nahazel will come in. Kane and Johnson will go out. Newley will come back in. They got 90 really good seconds productive from Sammy Johnson.
Very good, Zach. And it made things happen, like you said, productive minutes.
Marquette looking, looking, and inbounds pass stolen by guess who?
Boy.
Riley Menster.
Yeah, and just the leaps she has, too.
Screen set, pick and roll underneath, and a charging foul on Nahazel. That's going to be her fourth.
Well, and they went into a set play there, they went into a set play, pick and roll play, and they just stayed home on that and was able to pull out a charge out of that.
So Nahazel will have to check out with four fouls. Might have a little bit of a bloody nose, too. They'll try to get some, do some maintenance on the floor here. A little sweat down there. Perspiration, because
that beats blood.
Yes. Coach Zaruba out there. Multitasking tonight.
Yes. Just stood the whole game. I'd be tired.
That's why you sat down all those years.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you couldn't stand either.
No, back in the day.
46-20. You've been a mean guy now, right?
Right.
Springville will stay in the zone just to gobble up as much time as they can do. And there's Metzger with the steal.
Yeah, a little frustration foul, but not a bad foul either. You saved your team a couple points there by Bellevue Marquette by giving them a quick foul.
First on Kramer, only the second foul on Marquette of the half. They've only committed eight in the game.
And Bellevue's got to start picking them up at half court here, too. Now you can't even let them walk to the 19-foot line.
Madison Anderson into the game. Under six to play, 46-20 lead, and Springville just going to run a weave out top. 5:50 to play. Wagaman takes it right sideline, cut off. Now to Johnson in the high post.
They're giving him way too much room.
Near steal, but Metzger gets it at the center line. Springville always looking to go back door. Around the screen, and Metzger got tripped up. Nothing called, and here goes Mickle the other way to Richmond. Richmond down the baseline, puts it up. No, rebound loose, picked back up. Nichols puts it up, no good. Third effort block, they're going to get a foul on Johnson. Looked pretty clean.
Yeah, Oriole fans not liking that call.
Sammy Johnson second, team foul number eight. And two free throws coming up for Marquette. First one good from A.C. Kramer. First point off the Marquette bench. Alexis Plessel into the game. 5'8 senior now for Marquette. 46-21. Second free throw won't go on the line driver. And chased down by Newley. 46-21. Springville 5:14 away from advancing to the regional final coming up. High post Johnson. Cross court pass goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Marquette. Nobody was home over there.
Yeah, but that's Bobby there. For the first cross court pass, you expect a lot more turnovers, and that's really one of the first ones.
Going to get a timeout taken here by Springville. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 5:03 to play in the ballgame. Springville 46, Marquette 21. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We are back here at Makovic Gymnasium. 46-21, the Orioles on top of the Mohawks and Marquette. Plessel, give and go, right back to Plessel. Jumper baseline, won't go. Off the back iron, and Yeager with a weak side rebound. Just walk it up if you're Springville. 4:40 away from headed off to LaPorte City next Monday night. Take on either Janesville or Iowa Valley. Johnson in the high post, and fouling her was Mickle, but that is her fourth. She has half the fouls that Marquette has committed tonight.
Yeah, and right now they're just, Bellevue Marquette's just giving too much room right now. They get on it, but they wait till they catch it. You got to be in passing lanes right now.
Newley, far hash mark.
Well, Springville's getting pass after pass here, and they need to be in the passing lane, try to get some deflections.
What, 10 pass offense at least, unless you have a layup?
Yep, absolutely.
46-21, and there's a foul, and that's going to go against Richmond. That is her third. Still only the fourth team foul, though. So it'll be inbound for Maddie Wagaman. Goes into the backcourt, gets it to Yeager. Coming off the high ball screen, set by Sammy Johnson. This team's just not going to be rattled.
No, they're not, and I just don't understand why Bellevue Marquette's not in any passing lanes here. They're just letting Springville make the pass.
Menster coming off the screen.
They're chasing.
Looking inside, gets it out to Yeager. Under four to play here in the ballgame. Newley going baseline. Cut off by Plessel. Back out to Yeager. 3:40 to play. Springville just working their half-court delay. Ball tipped away. Almost stolen, but Yeager gets it back. Got doubled. Now to Johnson at the free throw line.
Yeah, good job by Johnson to bring that, but yeah, smart play.
And there is a foul, a reach on Mickle, and that's going to be her fifth. Only a sophomore, though. Fouls out with 6 points tonight.
And what's hard about this, Scott, is when you foul out, it's, you know, it's the last game of the year, and those are tough when you when your season's over.
Has two more years, though.
Yeah, no, right.
Johnson out and Nahazel back in. The other thing with Springville, taking all that time off the clock, kept Nahazel on the bench with four fouls.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't really need her to come in. They're going to bring her in just because of her passing right now, but they could go with a five guard.
Nahazel holds it out front. Over to Menster. 3:12 to play.
Very experienced.
Yeager fouled.
Like you said, they're not rattled. They don't get rattled. They don't get rattled on pressure, and just very, very confident in what they do.
True North postgame show, we'll have it for you. We'll pick our Rainer Door player of the game coming up in a minute. Here is Nahazel. He'll turn around off the glass. Won't go. Off the inbound play, and the rebound to Marquette. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Kramer, Plessel. They drop it inside. Peters gets around Nahazel and gets the layup.
Yeah, Nahazel's not gonna get a foul in there either.
And a timeout gonna be taken here by Marquette. It'll be a full timeout. So we'll take our final one of the night. 2:52 to play here in the ball game. Springville 46, Marquette 23, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
A pair of Class 5A regional semifinal tournament games come your way this Saturday night on KGYM. 6:45 will be the pregame time. 1600 AM and 107.5 will have the third meeting of the year between Kennedy and Washington. Meanwhile, the South Gym 106.3 will have number one City High hosting Burlington. The winners move to the regional finals next Tuesday. That's 5A girls regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy and Washington on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM and Burlington at City High on 106.3 FM. Saturday night starting at 6:45 on KGYM.
Listen to high school basketball here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, also KGYMradio.com. And West Branch coming back in our South Gym game tonight, down 5 against Regina right now in the fourth quarter. .252 to play here in the ballgame. 46-23. Menster into the front court. Pass inside to Menster. Turnaround won't go, though. And rebound out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Springville.
Boy, good hands by Menster.
Paige Lampy into the game, and I think the Mohawks have thrown in the towel for the most part on this one. Anderson back in there for Marquette.
Well, and if you're Springville right now, too, you want to. Oh, good play.
Back door, and they get the layup with Menster.
Yeah, caught her defender sleeping and got an easy look. Just so quick. Just when you think she's not thinking, she's always thinking.
Bounce pass inside. Back out. High arching three. Off the back iron, no good. Going to be chased down, though, by Lampy out front for Marquette. 48-23. Inside. Going off the glass with it, no good. Offensive rebound. Second effort, no, but. Hinchin was fouled. She'll go to the line.
And I like this now, too. Springville's going to do some subbing right now.
And now Springville will go with their next five. With 2:12 to play. Free throw up and won't go. It's going to be a two-shotter, though. Maybe they got a little crazy on the line there.
Yeah.
Spicer in for Spring, or Pearson Spicer in, as both free throws
no
good.
Yeah, look at that. Nice little rebound already by Lily.
Newley and Chapman are in there. Also in for Springville, Courtney Boland, 5'7 senior, into the ball game. Minute 55 to play, and Springville will advance to the regional final. They'll try to dribble this out. Newley out front. And they're going to get an illegal screen.
Yep.
Going to be on Boland. Trying to do the right thing.
She did. Just wanted to get her help her teammate, and she was moving.
And a little instruction there from Coach Zaruba. Got to go play some defense.
Yeah.
It's 5-on-4
right
now.
Get back.
Inside, Hinchin. Her high archer won't go. Rebound loose, picked up by Marquette. As Anderson will get it to the corner. Lampy for three, no good. And Newley the rebound. You like this Newley.
I do. Jeez. Oh, Newley.
Minute 17 to play. Ball handling out front. Starts to drive. Over in the corner now to Spicer. Riley Chapman with a minute 5 to play. Just playing keep away right now is Springville. Ball almost tipped away. The Orioles keep possession. Bounce down low. Now back to the free throw line. Yep. Jumper won't go. Short that time by Spicer.
I like it. Shoot it. If you're open, shoot it.
We'd have shot it already. And a blocking foul underneath. Going to be called on Springville. Spicer. Two shots coming up. And going to the free throw line will be Macy Kramer. 48.2 to play as the free throw rings in and out. Marquette will come in with Hallie Kilburg. And Kelsey Gerlach, a sophomore. Kilburg, a sophomore as well. 48-23, second one no good, and the rebound out of there too, Springville. Chapman with 42 seconds. Trying to bounce it inside, stolen away.
Don't foul.
Spoken like a coach.
That's right.
Pulling her way at that time. Gerlach shot won't go for Hinchin. 27 seconds to play. 48-23. Newley going behind the back with it a couple times.
Oh.
They're going to get an offensive foul with 22.8 to go.
She's got a smile on her face. She looked like she had to do it all in that possession. Nice game for Newley. Very good game.
Did a good job with 4 points off the bench.
Yep. All the little things.
19 seconds to play. Springville will advance. And Marquette in the front court. They go back door with a bounce on the left block. And a foul called. And that will send Gerlach to the line. That foul will go against Boland. Her second foul. 10 seconds even to play here in the game as free throw is no good. .48-23. One more on the way. No good. Comes out deep and Kane picked it up and double traveled, whatever, but it's the car is warming up.
It is.
And that will do it.
Start going.
Springville with the victory. They will head to their fourth straight regional final coming up on Monday night as they win it by a score of 48-23. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back with the True North Post Game Show after this. You're listening to girls tournament basketball on KGYN.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with you here from Springville on the postgame show here after this 1A regional semifinal as Springville gets win number 20 and the final one here for this senior group at Makovec Gym as they win it 48-23 over a division champion team in the Tri-Rivers in Bellevue Marquette. And just the experience, I think, a little bit too much tonight for Springville.
Yeah, and all four quarters, really. I mean, I thought Springville just played with confidence, quiet confidence. You don't see a team that's yelling and doing all that. They just play with quiet confidence. And, boy, their instincts got them, both offensive and defensive sides of the ball. Unbelievable. I mean, they're just that's what impressed me the most is just the instincts, offensive instincts and the defensive instincts from this team. And that does come from playing a lot.
It really does. And they keep the quest to get the three in a row alive. And every time out, you know you're going to have the target on your back. Everyone's shooting for you. Got by a conference foe tonight, and they'll see somebody totally different coming up on Monday, whoever it is.
Yeah, they will. But how they played tonight, Scott, I mean, you would have to think Springville's got a good shot at that. They just never got rattled. Never got rattled.
Nope. And Springville gets the victory in this one tonight. Let's take a look at the final scoring for the victorious Orioles. They go to 20-3 on the year. The number one team in Class 1A girls basketball. And the Big Two doing their thing tonight. As on the final night, how appropriate, Steve, on the final night that these two play on this court, that they both end up tying for game-high honors. And they do it tonight. Michaela Nahazel and Riley Menster with 12 points apiece in this one for the Orioles. Nahazel did it on six field goals and 12 points. Riley Menster had three field goals, including a three and 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. 7 points for Maddie Wagaman tonight. Sammy John off the bench was very good with 7. Melissa Newley was terrific off the bench with 4. Nicole Kane had 4, and Alyssa Yeager had 2 tonight for Springville. For Marquette, they end their season at 17-8. A very fine year for the Mohawks. Tiona Richmond leading the way with 8 points, came all in the first half. Tori Mickle with 6. McKenna Mickles with 6. And then Macy Kramer with 3 points off the bench. Turnovers, just way too many for Marquette. 24 turnovers unofficially, 14 for Springville tonight. The bench scoring was 11-3 in favor of the Orioles in the ball game tonight. Springville was 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Marquette tonight, they had their chances, but they were only 8 of 23 from the free throw line. If you're going to pull off an upset, 8 out of 23 is not the way you're going to do it.
No, they weren't getting it down on the free throw, and they just struggled offensively too. And credit Springville zone a little bit, but they just weren't able to capitalize on any of their offensive rebounding or open looks.
Mentioned the bench scoring tonight as well. 3 pointers, Springville with 2-1 for Bellevue Marquette. And Bellevue Marquette only had 7 made field goals in this game tonight. Springville defensively did a terrific job. They did foul a little bit, but still, they did a terrific job.
And just their active hands and just their instincts. I'm just so impressed with Mentzer out front, what she does out there. Just her instincts out front makes it difficult for teams to really move that ball around the perimeter.
You've had some good ones that you have coached over the years, and I've seen a lot of terrific basketball players, but Riley Menster has some of the best instincts and IQ defensively playing the zone than I.
Well, you know, in terms of, I've coached a lot of great kids in my day, but, you know, I would compare her to Olivia Usher. You know, Olivia Usher is one of the smartest players. And, you know, he talked to Coach Mule, too. He said, yeah, just her IQ and what Menster, her IQ is off the chart, and just not just offensively, defensively, her instincts and. Yeah, she's got such a high IQ for basketball.
Yep, and Springville will advance, and they will take on either Janesville or Iowa Valley. I'm not seeing a score on that game as of yet. That game was being played at Janesville tonight as the Orioles leaving the locker room right now. They're going to come out and meet their fans and come back out here one more time on the court. And boy, some big-time memories that they have put together on this court, too.
Oh, boy. Just that group of, Menser and that whole class. I mean, my gosh, that whole class. And, you know, you can even talk about Alyssa Yeager. I mean, she does a lot of little things. She doesn't have to be the scorer, but, boy, just her presence offensively, defensively, doing those things, too. And they just, it's uncanny how unrattled and just quiet confidence that team plays with.
Janesville winning easily tonight. Thank you, Jeff Downing. 56-14, Janesville over Iowa Valley. So it's going to be a really, really good matchup in the regional final. And if Springville's going to get there again for the fourth straight year, they're going to have to earn it because they're going to go up against a very athletic Janesville team. We know their prowess in volleyball, winning the championship this past fall. And they've got a good basketball team, too.
Yeah, and another score in local is North Lynn beats Jessup 76-51.
And Regina did win over West Branch 58-50. So some scores to throw your way here in this one tonight. But Springville gets the victory as the Orioles go to 20-3 on the year. Time to pick our Rainer Door Player of the Game. And it's brought to you by the Rainer Door Company, and we appreciate all the help that they give. And I want to split it tonight. Let's go with Menster and Nahasel. How about that on their final time on this court?
If you would have said Menster, I say why not Nahasel. If you would have said Nahasel, I say why not Menster. And they're both well deserving, and boy, they both. You look at Menster. It wasn't her. I mean, obviously she can score, but just her instincts on defense and how many rebounds, you know, and tremendous rebound. Then you look at Nahasa, how many assists did she have? I mean, just what they both bring to their teams.
Absolutely. So congratulations to both Michaela Nahasel and Riley Menster. They will share our Rainer Door Player of the Game award here tonight. So Springville wins. They advance to the regional final Monday night. It will be played at LaPorte City. They will take on Janesville. They won tonight in a big way, 56-14. We get back to 5A coming up tomorrow night. The third meeting of the year, Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Washington tomorrow night.
Yeah, about 7 points is the only difference between all their games so far. Last one being a 5-pointer. So, that's going to be a really good game. A lot of scoring. There'll be a lot of scoring.
It's going to be the exact opposite of this one.
Yeah, it'll be completely opposite of this one. But both teams just like to run, and they like to play full court and the transition, offensive defense. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
1600 AM, 107.5 tomorrow night. We'll have it for you from Washington. Warriors and Cedar Rapids Kennedy tomorrow night at 6:45. South Gym, 106.3 FM, number one city high. We'll be hosting the Burlington Greyhounds tomorrow night, also at 6:45. Burlington upset Muscatine. Muscatine without their top player, though, with a knee injury. And so, obviously, Muscatine not at full strength, but City High is going to be a heavy favorite tomorrow night in that one.
Yeah, I just watched the Prairie Boys last night and talked to Mr. Jones. He was in the house, so Ashley's dad. And watching one of his nephews or something. But he just he said City High right now is playing as well as they've played all year, and that's a scary scenario.
Yes, it is. But, Steve, we'll let you go. We'll see you tomorrow night over at Washington.
All right, Scott, looking forward to it.
That's going to wrap things up here tonight. Big thanks to Ben back in the studio. Thanks to all the great sports-minded boosters for bringing you high school basketball here on KGYM. And, of course, thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast here tonight. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this Class 1A Girls Regional Semifinal tonight. It was number one Springville moving to their fourth straight regional final, 48-23 over Bellevue Marquette. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Makovic Gym here in Springville.
Offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now, 800 686